Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. A place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to get what it is that you're looking for. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good evening, Gene. We're good to be here one more time with Bobby and Hanging Tough. Somebody out there needs your help today with entrepreneur. And if you don't need our help, we need your help.
And our trusty engineer.
Come on and talk to us.
Who's Mr. Bobby?
Howdy, howdy. How we doing?
Doing great, Mr. Bobby.
We're doing okay. So, I'm just going to say, for those of you new to the show, because our show is fairly new, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, I believe. And so, Bob, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Oh, we're back. We're back and ready to go. However, tonight, I think we're going to have kind of a special show. I'm just going to say that.
We always have a special show.
That's right, always.
I'm going to have a special show. I'm going to touch briefly on this week. We had our leader, President Biden, have a speech.
Chief.
And I'm not going to talk about the speech, but I am going to mention something that he did mention about how many jobs were created. And on these terms, basically he said over 3 million jobs, which I think is great. However,
you believe it.
However, Mr. Duke said that I believe it. We're going to talk about what's the. Anyway, he said 3 million. So what I decided to do is, for all of you entrepreneurs, since this show is about entrepreneurs, I want to help you to find a way to hire some of those 3 million people. Because of those jobs are created. And so I began to just look back at the past year or so, or the past. And one of the things I thought about, I said, well, we had a virus that ended up laying off a whole bunch of people.
Correct.
We had businesses that literally closed.
A lot of entrepreneurs went out of business, went under.
And the entrepreneurs that you mentioned went under.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's 3 categories. You got another category?
No.
All right.
That's long enough.
Okay, but enough people got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what happened to those people, because right now there's just so many job openings. Now, it's possible that part of that solution was all these jobs that got created. I don't know. I mean, but I do know that there's an awful lot of jobs out there.
It is. It really is.
And for some of you, we have another show that's called Employment Opportunity Hour, which is going to come up right after this show. But it has to do with helping individuals to find enjoyable employment, not jobs. So I'm just wondering if those 3 million jobs that have been created, why are there just so many people not interested in those jobs? So I'm going to give some tips to help out tonight. All right?
All right.
So that's what I want to wonder about. But either way, we want to help the president out. We also want to help all of the entrepreneurs out.
Okay.
And we want to help out all the individuals that are looking for work.
Okay.
Okay, so we want to help all those because there's just too many job openings. So it's possible that a whole bunch of jobs were created. But if you don't have anybody to fill them, then they're not jobs yet. They're positions. So I have some tips I'm going to give out to you entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just like to have you entrepreneurs that are out there. I'm going to try to help you to do this, and this is not rehearsed or practiced, so I'm just kind of putting all this together. But I'd like to know from you if you had a business and you had to close it. So I'd like to have you look at the numbers right in front of you, 727-441-3000. You're welcome to call the show and tell us if you had a business and what was it. And if you had to close it within the last 2 years. Tell us what type of business was it. Because obviously there's an awful lot of people that lost their jobs, got laid off, and all that sort of stuff. And so I'd like to have you tell us what kind of business that you have. But tell us how many employees did you have so we can get an idea as to how many people you had to let go that affected your business. And let us know if you would like to reopen your business. So, anyway, so I'm looking for a yes or no answer on that. And so Bobby, you got something else for me back there?
We don't need a yes or no answer. We need some explanation and some...
And that I don't have just yet.
And some testimonies. But, why, and personally, as an entrepreneur, I can give you my reason why. A lot of them closed, and some of them still closing. And it's still because of some of the...
Okay, well, we want to know all those things. We are going to take a short break, but we want to know all those things, so get ready. And the last thing I want you business owners or entrepreneurs is how can we help you? That's the question. We, right here on the station, right here on this show, how can we help you to restart your business, find some workers? Anyway, so I'm giving you an opportunity. You don't have to necessarily call in right now, but you can call in and leave a message. And later on in the show, I'm going to give out our email so you can send me an email. But I would like to help fill those 3 million job openings that have occurred somehow. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that. But anyway, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. You're listening to me, Gene Hodge, along with Mr. Heinzman Dukes and Bobby, and we'll be right back.
Right here. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- 293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money! Hope some of you want to make some. I just believe that all of you entrepreneurs and business owners, you're in the business to make some money. And I'm in the business to try to help you make some money. I'm trying to make some too. And we're trying to make some money even to keep this show going. So feel free to keep us in mind. But just before the break, I was talking about our State of the Union speech by President Biden. Not really talking about his speech at all. I'm only addressing one liner that was in there. Which is 3 million jobs have been created, which is possible. The question is are there people in those jobs or are they vacant? So I don't know if they're vacant. I just know that there's an awful lot of people that are looking for work.
And there's an awful lot of signs out there saying they're hiring.
But an awful lot of signs out there.
A lot of signs out there saying they're hiring. So now where is the...
Well, you can create a job, but if you can't get nobody to fill it, then that's where the problem is. So I'm trying to help solve the problem for employers.
Okay.
Since this show is about entrepreneurs and people that are starting businesses or have businesses, this is designed to help them to find the right workers. So I just want to address the fact that if there's so many jobs out there, why do we have so many people still looking? And why do we have so many people that can't seem to find jobs, although those signs are out there, or are they looking in the wrong place? I don't know. So
I don't think entrepreneurs put signs out if they wasn't willing to hire someone. Now, all the signs you I see out there on the streets, these are private business, entrepreneur business. They're not big tech company.
Well, I would think tech companies are included, though.
Oh, they are included, but I'm saying the majority of the signs, though, that we see on the street, they're not big tech company. These are companies that need employees that want to work. And some of these, and I consider these are all entrepreneurs. Because all private-owned companies, 99% of them are entrepreneur-owned. Right, Bobby?
Okay, so
this is true.
Okay, so maybe there's some categories that I'm going to take the liberty to say that I'll develop some categories. Maybe they didn't talk about all the categories. Because entrepreneurs is one category, and all those signs are on the street. Maybe another category for all the corporate jobs. Hey,
well, it could be, but that still doesn't alleviate that there are signs for hire. And they are, if you put it in perspective, most of the signs for hire are entrepreneurial that are looking for people that wants to work.
That's fine. That's your opinion, which is fine.
That's my opinion.
Right.
And the only reason that is my opinion because I am an entrepreneur and I'm looking for somebody that wants to work. And I mean,
that's fine.
And those that have the experience and wants to work, I believe they can find it. They can do what the entrepreneur wants them to do.
They're not doing what they want to do, which is where the problem is.
Well, that's probably.
That's for another show, though.
That's right. That's for another show. On this show, you're talking about entrepreneurs.
Well, if I want to help out the statement of 3 million workers, maybe some categories didn't get included in that speech, maybe because it would have took up too much time. That's all.
I don't know what category you're gonna say. You left an open question that we created 3 million jobs this past year.
Right. So where are the people that need the
3 million jobs?
Well, we're here to help them. You just mentioned one category.
Right.
That all the signs that you see out there possibly come from entrepreneurs.
Possibly, I believe most of them do.
Okay, so that's one category that is a part of that 3 million.
Uh huh.
Okay. There may be the higher level corporations and businesses that survived that are now recovering. They have those positions as well, mm-hmm. which is another category.
Right.
And then maybe there's just the government themselves have lost so many workers, and maybe that's another category.
And no doubt about it, it is.
Okay, but I don't know which category you're talking
about.
I know the government does have
a lot of open. Also.
Okay, so it's possible that 3 million jobs were created, which is great. I'm talking about how many have been filled.
Yeah, how many entrepreneurs has filled?
So, that's why I had said, you entrepreneurs out there, I'm just going to repeat it. For you entrepreneurs, or were you one of the ones that had to close your business? Or downsize, because I like to know who you were.
I like to know who you are.
And in the last 10 years, you know, how many people did you have to let go? What did you have to do? Or did you go out of business altogether? You went out of business. Okay, so.
Do you mean in the last 10 years of entrepreneurship, or do you mean that they went out of business in the last 10 years? I would say most of them went out of business in the last 2 years. And that is
this is only addressing one statement in the speech.
And what statement?
Okay, 3 million jobs were created within the first 5 months of the president being in office.
So that means we need to create 3,000 entrepreneurs then to take care of those.
I don't know. I'm only going by the statement.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to help fulfill this
3 million jobs.
Right.
So out of the 3 million, we need to create how many entrepreneurs to take up a portion of that? Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
because
are you asking a question or are you asking for a solution?
I'm asking the question and a solution.
All right. Okay. And who are you asking?
I'm asking the audience that they're willing to call in and say. And if you have an answer, you can give me your answer.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's clear for me and the audience. So you're talking about the entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Okay, how many entrepreneurs that are starting a business or have a business?
Right.
Have job openings?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so.
And you can add to that. That means we got opportunity to create, to let people know that we can create another 3,000 more entrepreneurs.
Okay, I don't know how we can do that, but how can we do it?
By the individuals that have that dream and that idea and wants to go out and do it.
Okay.
They know they can find someone who are capable of doing it and help them fulfill that dream.
Got to put the programs in the schools, the mentors, make them accessible.
We need to put a lot of things back into high school that they've taken out.
Now, I'm glad you both jumped in and you gave what you got to do.
I didn't say, did I use the term got to? I said we should. They should be put back. They were taken out.
Okay, that's fine. But my question is, how does this address a statement that was already mentioned about over 3 million jobs have been created already? That's my question, because I don't know where those jobs are.
I don't either.
And if they...
I don't believe the commander knows.
Well, they're out there because there's just so many signs out there. So there could be jobs created.
There's a lot of signs out there.
But the question is, what happened to all the people?
They're sitting at home.
Okay. So that kind of brings back to my question. If you were an entrepreneur and you had to close your business, I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, but let's find out why they had to close.
That's how I'm going to hear from
them. Okay.
But once you call in, then they can tell us why they closed.
Mm-hmm.
And however, you may say why you're opening.
Oh yeah, well you could have positive on both sides.
Right. So we
negative on both sides. But Sam, why did you close? And for every business that do close, another new business is going to step up and open up.
There's nothing here. Why this? What the question said, if you were one of the businesses that closed down, we'd like to hear from you. If you were one of the entrepreneurs or businesses that had to lay off a bunch of people, we'd like to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Because we'd like to know where those 3 million jobs are that haven't been filled yet. Because all we're trying to do is help them get back to where they were or something like that. And so it's fine to have 3 million jobs created, but if nobody's in them, are they jobs?
Well, the 3 million jobs could be, you know, all over this country. This is a big country. 3 million jobs, to me, is a drop in the bucket.
Right, but I'm only going, mentioning one statement in that thing.
I understand. You were mentioning one statement that they've created.
Okay, so 3 million jobs got created. The question is
are those 3 million filled?
Exactly.
Or are they not filled?
Exactly. And so,
and when I drive around through the cities between Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, I see a lot of help sign. We are hiring. We are hiring.
That's locally. Yeah.
That's local.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying,
yeah,
if I put what I see through local comparing through his 3 million, then every city is looking for employees. Every entrepreneur is looking for employees.
Right. So all I'm trying to do is help fulfill those 3 million jobs that have been created. That's all. I'm trying to help do that.
Okay, you're trying to help do that. So we need to look at entrepreneurs that have position or have a job placement that they need someone.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
And if we don't have any, I look at it this way, if we don't have the entrepreneur already, then it may be some entrepreneurs want to step up. There is some individual, I believe, that wants to become entrepreneur, but they are afraid to step out.
Okay, that's all that is well and good.
So they need to be convinced that the water is ready. All you need to do is get your feet wet.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Your question is how
are we going to fill them? How you going to fill these 3 million jobs?
No, the question is 3 million jobs have been created.
Okay.
So it's easy to create a job because you make up a title, you make up some responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Need to say we're looking for somebody to fulfill that. So it's easy to create jobs.
I don't mean to be a critic, but I have to, because if these three million jobs are created, and what you just made, that means that they're really not jobs. They're just titles being created.
Well, maybe nobody said that. What we do know is that there's been a pandemic, and what we do know is that half the country or 40% of the country had to shut down, which means an awful lot of number of people got laid off or they quit. And we also know that the pandemic is receiving, and so we're trying to rebuild our economy, which means the entrepreneurs and businesses are trying to hire people back,
mm-hmm.
and they're having a problem finding workers.
Yeah.
So if they're having a problem finding workers and there's so many job openings.
Where are the workers?
Right. So where are the workers, number one, and how could they fill 3 million jobs?
They're saying that we have that many people without employment, but we can't get them.
There's nothing in the sentence about having that many people not employed. How many jobs are created?
I know. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm thinking logical. He says that he created that many jobs. If they created that many jobs, are that many jobs still open?
Well, we don't know that.
Are these jobs filled?
Well, what we do know is how many job postings are in your neighborhood, which means people haven't found the workers. What we do know, which I say, people don't want to go back to do what they don't want to do because they didn't want to do it in the first place. So we're trying to help fulfill that need in order to make sure we can all see 3 million filled jobs
mm-hmm.
and growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So However, the circumstances don't seem to match. Well, that there's a lot of jobs that may have been created, but there's so many people that are still looking. So fulfilling the jobs?
And the jobs that have been created, they may not be what people want to do. The job title.
Well, that's what I've been saying. They must not be things people don't want to do. So.
All right. So
I asked for the employer.
What is your solution?
Well, I asked for the employer to say, if any of this hits them, to call the show and tell us.
Yes, sir. Please do. Call us and tell us why.
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
Okay. How many individuals did you have to let go?
What happened during the pandemic? Now that the pandemic is dying out, we're getting ready to go back to hopefully normal, we would say.
We ain't talking about where we're going. We're talking about where we've come from, where we're at now.
Well, that's where we're at. Okay. We're at now. We're at now the market beginning to open back up.
Right. So
we need to help get the entrepreneurs on board and ask the entrepreneur, if you need some employee, call in, let us know what you need, that we may be able to help you from this side. If we may can find that individual that you want, that you're afraid to hire because you don't know if he's going to be well qualified or what.
Okay, which is very true. But we're going to take a short break because our time is running by too fast. I'm trying to figure out a way to help fill these 3 million job openings that are supposed to be out there.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back to talk about that a little bit more. The number's right in front of you. Care to give us a call? 727-441-2000.
Come on, talk to us today. Talk to us here on Opportunity on Entrepreneur Hour. This is your hour.
We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Don't let nobody stop you. Take that idea, that thought, and get started.
Come on, come on.
It's not going to happen tomorrow. I'm trying to help entrepreneurs.
Today is the day. We're waiting on you.
Okay, so I'm trying to help you entrepreneurs to help fulfill some of those 3 million jobs
that your commander gave out last night
that we're trying to fill. But now, in case you entrepreneurs don't know, since this is what this entrepreneurship show is all about, that we're not expert entrepreneurs. I can only speak for me. I'm not.
Well, Mr. Jane, I'm not either.
Okay,
I've just been in the entrepreneur field. I'm not an expert at it.
Is this the part where we're all supposed to admit that?
That's right.
I want to hear from the other entrepreneurs.
I want to hear from the rest
there.
Of them out there who said they are and not afraid to call in and give us some pointers on some of the things that we are missing.
Now, this is for you entrepreneurs. It's just something for you to think about. And again, the number's right in front of you. If you choose to participate, and answer some of the questions. Anything that's not related to the question will cut you off. As simple as that. Anyway.
With a very loud gong sound.
Right, okay. For the entrepreneur, did you create a job within the last 2 years?
No, I didn't.
Well, we're asking the audience.
Oh, you're asking? Oh, I thought you were asking.
So,
I did create one in the last 2 years. Yes, I did.
Okay, so your answer is yes, you have. Okay.
I have.
Now, how many employees do you need? It's something to think about. If you created a job within the last 2 years, how many employees do you still need? Because we're trying to help you out.
All right.
Okay, number three.
Can I answer that on my side?
No, we're going to do all the questions
all
first so that people can know I'm going to go back and then they can read.
Okay.
Now, number three is, let's see, where are you located? What city are you in? What state are you in? And in... It's possible some of you may be in another country. So, but either way, as long as you can call the number that's right in front of you, the small number is 727 and it's 441-3000. But where are you located so we can get an idea of what's going on in your local area? Because the fourth thing is, what positions and titles do you have? Because somebody's got to make up the titles and somebody's got to make up the level of the position. And so, we need to know what do you have so the listeners or people that you're looking for, we can help fill those positions. And then number five, the last one.
Okay.
What qualifications are you seeking from the workers that you're looking for? Now, just in case you want to know what qualifications are, I'm just going to throw a couple of them at you. High school dropout. High school graduate, attended college.
Yes.
Have a 2-year degree.
Yes.
A 4-year degree, doctor's degree, master's degree. What kind of qualifications do you want the person to have? 2 years experience, 5 years experience, 10 years experience? Because if you tell us that, then we can help you find the right person.
I know experience. They may want to train him.
Pardon?
What about no experience?
That comes after you get in the company.
Okay.
This is the qualifications. If you say you don't need any employer who says you don't need any qualifications, most likely you won't find the right person. But I'm also going to say it'll be your fault because most likely you're going to be looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not looking at a person, you're using some of these people online, then you got to go with a guess. But it's your choice. Whatever you think is qualified. Okay, because you're the boss. Okay, the bottom line is I know some people that might have went as far as fourth grade or sixth grade that are multimillionaires running companies and all that kind of stuff. So how did they get there to do that? So as an entrepreneur, we could help you get what you're looking for. Then give us a call and let us know. We'll try to help you do that because there's 3 million jobs that have gotten created. Maybe they include yours. Maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I don't know whether the government created those 3 million jobs or whether the private sector did or whether the entrepreneurs did. I don't know. Now, Mr.
Can
Dukes,
I make a call
smart
on
guy,
it?
Do you know?
Yeah, the government.
Oh, boy, here it goes.
The government created him. Sleepy Joe created him.
Hey, no name calling on this show.
I ain't calling no name.
Who's Sleepy Joe?
That's a friend I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Brought him in. I met him one day.
Sorry. I thought it was this other guy you're talking about.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. All
right. Don't talk about them folks.
Okay, how can you help those that are out there, and how can we help them? What can we do to help them if they're looking for somebody?
We can. You asking me that question? No, that's an audience question.
It's an audience question. Plus, you're in the audience.
Okay.
Sometimes. And I'm in your audience sometimes. Yeah.
As a prior entrepreneur,
Bobby's in our audience.
I
all
can
the time.
Look for individuals that has some experience in what I do, and they don't have to have a college education, but I would love for them to be a high school graduate, and I would love for them to have some type of experience.
Okay. I'm going to help you out. I could help a lot of other entrepreneurs out. Think about what kind of job do you have?
I did. I thought about that.
What kind of business do you have? You have a product or a service?
I have a service.
Okay.
And a product. It's combined.
All right. So you can identify what you think you want.
Yes.
And so it's important to know that if anybody does call in, tell us the kind of service you got or the business you have so that we have an idea as to the type of person you might be looking for. That's all. But now in your cases, since you had a business, how many different qualifications did you have? Just one?
No, I have three. I have 3 to 4 different qualifications.
What were they?
I own an automotive service shop. So I have I'm looking for a person that capability has experience through front end alignment. I also have a combined with a body shop, do collision repair. I also have a detail section in my shop. I'm looking for someone who has the capability to do detailing. And I also have a fifth position that does strictly on the car repair.
Okay, now, that's fine. You listed five
things. I listed five. And those are the major topics.
What qualifications are you looking for?
Qualification?
Mm-hmm.
In the collision repair, I'm looking for at least 2 years experience. Detail experience, I'm looking for somebody who knows how to operate a water hose and know how to put soap on a car and wash it and not streak it up. Front end alignment person, I'm looking for a person who have had at least a year experience and has worked on have utilized the new type of equipment in front-end alignment.
Okay.
And the fifth guy, I'm looking for a guy who has his own toolbox, come ready to go to work, and he can do any repairs within the facility, within the shop.
That's excellent. Excellent. Okay, so you heard five qualifications, did not hear any degrees.
Nope.
In school, you just heard what the person needs. So, you entrepreneurs out there, think about that. What do you need? And when it comes to experience, we didn't talk about that either. Which means any of you that would like to be in that field, call this guy right here because he'll ask the rest of the questions, I guess, once you get there.
Right. Once you give me face-to-face.
Face-to-face?
Yes.
Oh.
See, that's just the issue when you're running into HR people doing this kind of stuff is they're just, I don't want to say Googling the stuff, but they're basically looking up saying, this is what this title is supposed to be able to do, copy paste it over to here, as opposed to an entrepreneur says, this is what I need, this is what I need. Maybe I've done this skill before, mm-hmm. so I know you need this many years of experience mm-hmm. because it took me this long to do it, and now I don't want to do that task anymore because I'm, expanding the business.
Right.
And
now that's what the other show is about.
That's true.
Okay, Employment Opportunity Hour.
All right, I'm too early.
I'm going to give out the tip right now since you mentioned that because you've run into that.
Okay.
I talk about networking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about it too often, but no. I've mentioned it several times. People who already know you
mm-hmm.
are the ones that know what you can do. They also know what you look like. They also know where else you've done it. So it's possible that all you've got to do is tell those people to look out for you, and they will. And so this is how you can do that, because in this example that Mr. Dukes gave, his qualifications were just qualifications, that most likely if he found somebody that was a good person, he'd find the right person because somebody's going to recommend them. Mm-hmm. But we got to take a break. We're just trying to help fulfill these 3 million jobs that our presidential leader just mentioned, and we're trying to help that person to do that without getting into anything else other than helping to fill those open positions, most likely. But we'll be right back.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Don't let your dream fade away.
Keep going. Keep it high ground. Okay, for you entrepreneurs, since I am trying to make sure that these 3 million job openings, or these 3 million jobs, I don't think they've been filled yet. So I want to help to fill those 3 million jobs, because that's 3 million people back to work, possibly, if they want to go to work. So I'm going to kind of break it down a little bit more. The first thing I asked was, or said, did you create a job or position within the last 2 years? That's a yes or no answer. Okay?
Yes.
But now if you're going to create them, then it gives you a chance to start thinking about what do you want to do over the next year? How do you start to identify people? Okay, number two says, how many employees do you need? Do you need one employee? Do you need 100 or 200 or 2,000?
I need one.
All right, but several others out there may have the same need, but they need 10 people, 20 people, 200 people. Okay, so it's important to understand where those 3 million jobs are, because there should be a lot of advertisements going on the internet or somewhere, mm-hmm. in addition to the ones you may be seeing in your neighborhood with signs posted out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, number three was, what location are you in? And it's identify what city or state that you're in, because the people you see may not be a reflection of what else is going on in the rest of the country. It's what's going on in your neighborhood.
That's true.
As well as the types of industries that are available in your particular area. So you want to make sure you're not looking somewhere where those jobs that we're talking about aren't there. You want to look at the jobs that you have a need for.
Well, we're looking in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay. Now, the next thing is, what positions do you have? Do you have just the worker? Do you have supervisors, managers, directors? You need to be able to talk about the titles that you have that you're looking for, because each one of those levels require different levels of experience and knowledge and track record and all that sort of stuff. And so you need to be able to help say that so you can begin to find the right people.
I have a service job.
Okay.
And I need... with a good attitude, They don't have to deal with the employees or customer. They just have to service a product.
Stay tuned for the next show. Don't go away. There's no such thing as good attitude. You can't see that on a piece of paper.
You can only see that in person. I can see it when you come before me.
You only see that in person. So just, and you're the judge.
That's right.
Okay. So think about that, because you're going to be judging what you think is good enough for you and your company.
Correct.
Miss, I'm glad you said that. Then the other thing is, what qualifications are you looking for? Okay, do you want the person that's worked in the neighborhood that you already know? Do you want the person that's gone to somebody's school that you already know, or somebody's college, or have advanced degrees and all that sort of stuff? You know, it's important that you begin to think about what qualifications do you want that person to have? 2 years of work experience, 10 years of work experience, 20 years of work experience? Because each one of those levels require growth, and you can look at a person in a resume, if they can tell you how they went from being born to the jobs they've had, then you can see the levels that somebody else chose them for, and that's how they got there. And if you can't see that, then you don't know how they got there.
Well, I'm looking for an individual that can do service and probably can lift 25 pounds and just...
Think about it. Because you're welcome to come back to the show and tell us exactly what you need and write it down here in the Tampa Bay area. And
look at that. You got an invitation back.
That's right.
He doesn't drive, and he need a driver license.
Okay.
That's mighty helpful.
That's three.
Now, I'd say write all those down, because I would say no job has only three qualifications.
No. I said that was the top three.
Oh. Everybody's got the top three. It's what's underneath that's missing.
You're right.
Yeah, everybody got top three. I mean, there's millions of people that got college degree. That has nothing to do with the productivity in the workplace.
No.
Yeah. So that's just... Anyway, so it's important to recognize those things. But if you know people who know other people, ask those people first. That's all. Mm-hmm. Ask those people first, because they know a human.
Yes.
Okay, the others might not even know you. They look on a piece of paper and say, hey, I got this candidate, looks qualified.
Right.
And you show up and you find out they don't like your kind. And nothing to do with that. You know, your age. Or,
that's right.
I mean, all those unwritten factors start to trip in when somebody else is looking at you. So. And those are some of the kind of things I want to talk about, because they go on in the real workplace. Hopefully these 3 million jobs aren't open because of those kind of things. You know, you show up and they don't want your kind there.
Well, that was a question that should have been asked, I think.
In the speech?
Well, not in the speech, but in the conference room.
Conference room?
Yeah, they go to conference after they have those speeches, so...
They go to conference before they have speeches.
Well, either one of them should have been asked. where are these 3,000 jobs, and what could they tell you? What type of these 3,000 are they? Late? Are they? What you say? Are they manual labor workers? Are they clerk workers? Okay.
Well, that's very right. True. Because if how are they going to find some enjoyable employment if they have no idea what kind of job this is?
Exactly. So I don't want you all to think about that. But also, I mean, I'm serious about this.
I'm serious too.
Even the speech had to be rehearsed.
Well, that's true. We know that.
The show should be rehearsed.
It should be.
So it's important to
rehearse
get prepared.
My part every day until Thursday.
It's important to have people around you that help prepare you.
That's
so when you really got to go do it, then you can do it.
I just think as great as this country is, and the leadership we have and should have, those things should have been very explicit to the point. When you said we created 300,000 jobs,
I don't think he said we created 3,000 now.
Well, whoever he said. He said
3 million jobs.
He said he did.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
He said his cabinet or whatever. So he said they. He said the...
We.
He did say we.
Yeah, we.
That's what I said. He said we created.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying he had to be totally specific, but he should have been able to say, we got 1,000 in this area, 1,000 in that area, and, you know, 1,000 in the major area somewhere, and they can be broken down.
Let's be kind.
Know, when you say, we created 3,000 jobs, where they at? We don't know.
Let's be kind.
That is me.
He had a time limit.
And?
So he had to leave out the small stuff.
You
talk about the big stuff.
Small stuff was counts. When you're talking to us as...
You talk about the topics.
As workers and laborers, that's what counts. You know,
that's the reason I'm going through all these little details here, because I'm trying to.
That 3,000 jobs may all be in the government.
Right, well, it'd be nice to know if we're printing money or skimming the memorial out there.
Right. So they're jobs.
That's true. That's jobs. But nothing wrong
there's 3 million
of them. Nothing wrong with saying what area they was in. I'm not saying you got to break them down to 1, 2, 3. I'm saying you could have said, you know, so many jobs were created in the shipment, so many jobs are created in packing. So
general
many,
services.
General services or whatever.
That's too detailed for a national speech. Give an overview.
I'm paying his salary. I don't think it is.
He's giving an overview. Go look at any book that you meet, and probably the first paragraph is going to give you an overview of what you're going to read later.
Well.
So just something to think about.
It is something to think about.
That's right. Be kind to everybody.
I'm being kind.
Okay. So we want to help to fill those 3 million jobs.
Yes, we do.
If
we
they
really
aren't filled, and I believe they've been created. I just believe they haven't gotten filled.
I believe that too.
Okay, so I'm just trying to fill them.
But see, that's the question nobody have asked. The employment labor is these jobs been filled? Those are the people should have.
You can't do that when you're making a speech.
I didn't say had to do it. I'm saying. It could have easily been said, you need to contact your labor force and see how many jobs is in your neighborhood, or in your area, or in your state, or something.
You just used up 10 seconds. That could have been better used.
That's right. Exactly right.
It's important to understand those kinds of things.
Entrepreneurs out there, we know what you need. Come on and talk to us. Let us know so we can help you and you can
hopefully
help us.
Hopefully we'll be here next week. But
we are going to
give us a
be
call
right here.
And be a guest on our show if you
come
like.
Come and be a guest
on
our show. Or either give us an opportunity. You can call in and talk to us. We'll listen to you. All you entrepreneurs. We know there's some out there listening to us. Come on, don't be bashful.
Now, if you choose to send me an email, our email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com, and we will get your email. Some will read over the air, some we may not. But feel free to communicate us, and we'd love to have you. Anyway, so that's about all I was going to say about that.
That's all.
You got anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I just want to, that's 3,000 jobs, that's all.
3 million.
3 million. Probably is 3,000. They said 3 million. They all right there in Washington, D.C.
we can only go by the information you were given.
I know that.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Doesn't mean that.
Right now, I would like to say is that Opportunity Hour to become an entrepreneur is very good. Even with the pandemic slowly kind of dissipating. And if you had an idea and wants to use it, now's the time to put it on paper and study it, build your plan, and let's go ahead and bring that entrepreneur to fruition. That's all I have to say on the Entrepreneur Hour.
Okay, you already heard the music, which means it's time for us to go. Time's up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. I'm just going to get you to recognize the things that you are doing. You have the opportunity to do it your way. This is Gene Hodge here with Heisman Dukes, and hope to see you next time, next week.
All right.
Help
WTAN,
this country out.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, okay. Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.